Okay, so hopefully we've moved away from this idea. So very much an 80s idea of no pain, no gain, but also probably quite familiar from your original rehab period where you just got up, got on with it, kept going, pushed on through really. Hopefully those ideas have gone. We're now very much looking at energy conservation and pacing of activity as well as pacing of exercise. Probably as well a good point to say that exercise is only part of the management of PPS. Other areas such as management of lifestyle and energy conservation are also really important. Exercise on its own isn't the answer, it's just part of the package. But obviously within the scope of this talk I haven't got opportunity to talk about those as well. So why are we so interested in this pacing idea? Well, often people who do have PPS present in this what we call the boom and bust activity cycle. So they're often, on their good days, really overactive, trying to squeeze in as much as you can to get it all done because you're having a good day. But unfortunately, then tend to get to the point where you've overdone things and then boom, which is a dangerous time because it means that you then need to rest for periods of time or even periods of days in order to regain your energy and get on with everyday tasks. Unfortunately, during this rest period, you can have a real drop in fitness. Even short periods of not being able to do things will mean that you become less fit than if you just keep going with things gradually. Once you've got into this cycle, it then becomes easier to overdo things the next time because your baseline level of fitness has dropped. And it becomes a really hard cycle to break. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Yep. So, what we're looking at now is the opposite to the big push. So rather than saying, I'm having a good day, great, let's get everything done, we're advocating people learning to recognise their own individual and manageable baseline of activity. And this can be the hardest bit, really, is trying to work out what is your own individual baseline. The idea is that it smooths out the peaks and the troughs of activity, which is caused by the boom and bust cycle. So that actually you're doing small amounts that you can keep on going with rather than doing lots on one day and nothing on the next day. And then this can be applied to exercise as well. And a kind of analogy here would be a marathon runner. If you know you've got to keep running for 26 miles, then actually you're only going to do that at a very moderate pace. If you set off too fast, you're obviously going to tire by mile two and either not finish or finish but very, very slowly. A moderate pace is more likely to keep you going through the whole 26 miles. Okay? So an extreme analogy, and I'm not suggesting any of you run marathons, but it's just a reminder. So, strength training on a background of polio. We've already said that some of the research suggests that you can do it. And certainly, what we do think is that you can train muscles, so you can make them stronger, if they're muscle groups which are less stressed. And you train them through low resistance, slowly increasing repetitions. So we're not suggesting that you all go out and lift lots of weights. Low resistance might even be just gravity offering resistance. That might be as much resistance as you can start with. And very small amounts as well, but that slowly increase. And that regular rests are always important. And we're also saying that exercise should never be done to the point where you actually feel completely fatigued. So it can be local fatigue in particular muscles or generalised body fatigue, which is one of the symptoms that some people report is actually really troublesome. So how would you do that? Something that I use a lot is something called the 50% rule. It's very simple, but it does seem to work. If we were looking at an exercise, so if we said squats, so a small bend up and down, that would be a squat. If you could do 10 of those before actually the muscles in your legs started to ache, then that would be your baseline number. We'd suggest that you do 50%, so if 10 was your total, 5, before you have a 30-second rest, and then did the other 50%, so another 5. So you still get to your total number that you can do, you're still doing 10, but actually by putting in a rest in the middle, you're less likely to be as fatigued at the end. Yeah? And this kind of principle is what we apply to exercise as a whole. So if you are going to do exercise, we're actually saying, we don't want you to exercise for the whole half an hour through. You're maybe going to do 15 minutes, have a rest, and then do another 15 minutes. So you still get the same amount of exercise and you still get the benefits, but actually you end up with less fatigue. And this is obviously very simplistic and it doesn't always work like that, but this is the starting point. Okay. Going on to the aerobic exercise, as we've already said, when you're deconditioned, your heart has to work harder. So if you can get in aerobic exercise, it's really important and a really beneficial thing to do because your overall fitness levels will increase, which means that you're less fatigued to start off with.